Good morning. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez yesterday urged citizens not to vote for far-right politicians in the upcoming July parliamentary elections. Sanchez's address to Parliament comes 2 days after he announced snap elections for July the 23rd in the wake of his ruling Socialist Party's poor performance in local elections over the weekend. "We can stop it in Spain," Sanchez said, encouraging his supporters to back him against the Conservative People's Party, which is open to forming a coalition with the far-right Vox. Sanchez, the leader of the PSOE, which has ruled in a coalition with the leftist Podemos since 2020, warned that PP and Vox would follow the methods of their North American teachers, referring to the United States' former President Donald Trump. The Prime Minister also spoke of his meeting in Madrid on Tuesday with the former US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, whom Trump defeated in his 2016 election campaign. He warned that right-wing parties would follow Trump's example in trying to tarnish PSOE candidates with alleged scandals and questioning the legitimacy of the election results if right-wing parties fare poorly. Meanwhile, the opposition leader, Alberto Núñez Feijóo, promised to cut taxes and slash the country's soaring public obligations in a bid to highlight his business-friendly credentials. "I'm very worried about Spain's debt," the leader of the Conservative People's Party said at a business event in Barcelona. He also accused Sanchez of alienating the business establishment, saying windfall taxes on banks and energy firms passed last year scared off investors. Feijóo also said he would lower debt relative to output, cut public sector deficit, and review a tax on the wealthy that Sanchez passed last year. And Spanish strawberry growers yesterday criticised a German consumer group calling for supermarkets to boycott berries grown near the Doñana wetlands, which is under threat from climate change and illegal irrigation. Strawberry Growers Association Interfresa said the campaign on German online petition site Campact, which has so far been signed by 150,000 people, was insidious and damaging to the strawberry and red fruit industry. The petition notes the huge volume of Spanish strawberries sold in Germany and calls on Lidl and other supermarkets to stop selling imported berries grown near the endangered wildlife sanctuary. The province of Huelva, where the park is located, produces 98% of Spain's red fruits and 30% of the European Union's. It is the world's largest exporter of strawberries. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.